I think a really, really professional performance. You know, I think if I look at the bowlers in particular, the discipline was incredible. We bowled 120 odd overs in the match, and no balls, no wides, bowled really straight. They bowled as a unit, attacked the stumps, and thankfully for us, they got the reward. But only going at two and over as well was... We did all the right things. When you do all the right things, things go for you, and like the Chowdhury catch, which was an amazing catch, a good time for us. So I'm delighted with the bowlers. Delighted for Ben Cox, who really got us out of a hole, because at 116 for five, in the past we may well have collapsed to 160, 170 all out. So, you know, his knock was crucial, and also his wicket keeping in supporting the spinners and the seamers up to the stumps was excellent.
That was, as you say, a turning point in the game, and they went out. They were quite aggressive, weren't they, after lunch yesterday? When you were in a bit of trouble. And got Treadwell out of the attack, and that was a big part of the game, I thought.
Yeah, I think you know, Ben's been threatening to do this sort of thing for a while now, and he's a more than capable batsman, as you all saw, and maybe this was a start of him maturing as a batsman as well, and his wicket keeping's got better and better, and now that we've seen what he can do, and he's proved to himself what he can do in changing a game, then you know that's the type of innings he can play. So, you know, I'm very optimistic. When you look at, you know, beating Kent, in the past they've not really played as well as they should. But this is a Worcester team with one lad who's played one day internationals against a Kent season campaigner team who's got four guys who've played Test matches and two Lions players. So, you know, it's a very, very good effort from us, and hopefully our guys have got a long careers in ahead of them, and our future looks bright.
Yeah, as you say, everybody contributed. Charlie Morris coming on this morning, taking three wickets in a row, just to polish him off, really.
Yeah, you know, he's 20 years old, and for him to go two and over against decent players and bowl so straight, you know, he's got a really bright future, and he fits in really well with those group of bowlers. And you know, we're an overseas player down. You know, hopefully this will give the lads a lot of belief and a lot of confidence going into the next game, hopefully with an added overseas player of that sort of quality.
Yeah, and Gareth Andrew back to full fitness. That's almost like signing another player, isn't it?
Yeah, he said he's feeling very good. His body feels good, which is excellent news. And it's what he's picked up. Is it seven wickets in this game? Maybe eight, yeah. And he thoroughly deserves it. And the one thing about the wicket, because it was low, his skiddy bowling was excellent, as long as he got it in the right area, and he's actually a little bit harder at times to face because the ball skids through. So, you know, excellent from all of them. I couldn't fault the bowlers. I think with the bat, we had some really good points with the batting, but we threw a few wickets away, and that was a little bit frustrating. But it's nice to win a game knowing that there's areas we can improve.
You mentioned Jacques Chowdhury's catch there. Did it do him out of a bowling spell? He looks as if he was just about to come on, and Stevens went, yeah, and he didn't get on.
Yeah, he'd just been doing some looseness and some shadow bowling, so maybe he'd loosened himself off ready for a catch. But he's quite amazing, because he's had to work really hard at his fielding as Jacques, but he's taken some really good catches for us in the past. One against Peterson in a floodlit game at the Oval, and when he smashed it back at 100 mile an hour to him, sticks in my memory, but that was as good a catch as you can get. And you know, that's the type of thing that goes for you when you do the right things. So that's one of the things I'm always telling the lads about, is mother cricket, and she looks after you when you do the right things.
Notoriously slow starters, Worcestershire, but you've got a good draw down at Tamshire, got 12 points from that, and you've won here today.
Yeah, without an overseas and without Alan Richardson, so you know, I'm optimistic that the lads can build confidence, you know, and know they can play good cricket and keep this going. But I'm sure we'll have some hiccups somewhere along the way, and we've got to deal with those. But moving forward, you know, you add Sayed to this team, and with a side hopefully full of confidence, and you'd say we should go well against Derby. But you know, Derby are, as we found in Abu Dhabi, they're a lot better unit than they used to be 3-4 years ago, and they went into Division 1, came down, but they had three good wins. So you know, they're going to be a tough nut to crack as well.
You've got a break now. Would you sooner have another game next week? Got a bit of momentum in the season?
Yeah, we would, but we can't change the fixtures. And but I do think it's time the lads had a bit of a rest. You know, we've been on the go since pre-season. We've been on the go since when we first went out to Abu Dhabi. And I think they thoroughly deserve a little bit of time with the feet up a little bit, a little bit of active rest, we call it these days, Dave. So not total rest, but certainly away from cricket for a few days. And then next week we'll be in, out, just to try and tick them over and get them right and build up towards the end of the week for what will be a really great occasion playing Derby here now, because I'm sure that a lot of the supporters and members would have really enjoyed this win like we have, and be looking forward to seeing some more cricket.